following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
All right, Mike and Mike of the Morning on ESPN Radio. And
hold on. Did you go shopping before the show?
Matter of fact, yes. A little holiday shopping.
And that's typical, Greeny. Well, what'd you get? Some eye cream? Some hair mousse?
If you must know, I got you some Hanes underwear with the Comfort Flex waistband. It won't pinch or bind.
You got it for me? Comfort Flex, huh?
Yeah, for you and for the show. I'm thinking if your underwear is more comfortable, maybe you'll be more coherent, and then we could have more, you know, intelligent conversations.
Oh, Greeny, that would only hurt our show.
Ah, you're probably right. Hey, enjoy your new Hanes underwear.
One in five collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. Don't forget, it's Thursday. Last week it was Thanksgiving, so we didn't have a program, and been a couple of weeks since we talked to Jeff Erickson of RotoWire. So as we head in, to many people, this is the last week of the regular season for their fantasy. Some are having it next week. Just depends on what you do with your playoffs. But there's no need to be good this long and then stink going into the playoffs, or maybe you're just sneaking into the playoffs. You can find a way to make the cash in the playoffs, and Jeff can help you out. So email us or Facebook us your questions, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. He'll come up in the last segment, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. All you have to do is like us on Facebook. You can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, and right there, hit the like button on Facebook, put your question up. While you're there, vote on the ATS Hot Topic. Who is going to win the Big Ten Championship game, Wisconsin or Michigan State? And who you got?
I got Wisconsin.
Okay. Daddy's taking Wisconsin. Also coming up, Chris Crank, the head men's soccer coach at Hastings College, a 3-1 win yesterday over Oklahoma Arts and Science to put him in the national semifinals against William Carey, Mississippi. A lot of these NAIA schools are named after people. Lindsey Wilson, also still there.
No idea. Lindsey Wilson? What's her, obviously, a historic person? There must be some significance.
Kentucky? You might not want to know what you find.
Well,
you might not want to look it up. Be scary. Merritt will effort that just for you, though. Merritt also efforted our NFL selections from the preseason. And you know what? I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all. We're going to take a look at those in just a little bit as well. But I'm sorry. There's only one place. And the high school winter sports season begins tonight. And we will have basketball for you. We'll talk about that. Wrestling gets underway in some spots tonight. Swimming, everything else that's going on in the winter sports. And good Lord, it's not November anymore. December welcoming us into Nebraska with a bitter chill today. And it doesn't sound like it's going to get any better. I just saw somebody throwing up, I can say who, Perky Paul Perkins, number one weather.
There you
says
go.
That we could see 2 to 4 inches of snow on Saturday. What? People were golfing yesterday. They were golfing yesterday.
Bring it.
Golfing yesterday.
It is December. We are Nebraska. Let's go. Bring it.
Damn it. I don't like it. How about the Big Ten basically giving away tickets to that championship game? What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment. Don't hold the game where nobody has, where there's no school, where there's no interest in Indianapolis.
Doug, I agree with that, but I think you've got to have it in a dome stadium this time of year. I think you want to have the best team win the game. And I think by taking the weather out, I mean, because one team's got a particularly good running game, a.k.a. Wisconsin, I hate to see in a snow game, they hand the ball off, get a touchdown, and then sit on it. I hate that kind of game. I want it indoors. It's a five-star venue. The Super Bowl's there.
Well, yeah, if you can have it someplace like that, I have it like that. I agree.
But those teams aren't traveling 6,000 miles to get there.
I don't get it either. But if you want to go to the Big Ten Championship game, say you're a Husker fan, keep your ticket and go. Sell your ticket. You probably can't sell it. That's probably what's frustrating. Nobody wants it. So there you go. You can join us on the Doug and Daddy Show at 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. You can also email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But there's only one place to start today, and I can't wait to get to that. But I guess watching the post-game five-minute press conference with Doc Sadler and listening to what he wanted to say in his voice when what he was saying, it was like he did everything he could to not completely throw his team under the bus by going, these dumb kids. We told them what to do, and they wouldn't do it, and they didn't execute. We told them, here's what you do to win. Yet, they didn't do it. A total, colossal embarrassment last night by the Nebraska men's basketball team.
You're exactly right. But I don't know why Doc wants to throw him under the bus. That's the play you draw up at the end?
But that has nothing to do with it. The guy hit a wide-open layup to end the game, and you don't do the game plan. As Doc said, we want to go inside. These guys keep fouling people inside. He did everything but say Wake Forest sucks. All we had to do was get it inside, make the layup, or get fouled and go to the line. He said that in his post-game press conference saying, how many free throws did we shoot? How many of all their other opponents shot? How many did we shoot tonight? We wanted to get it inside. So what do? These morons shoot 23 threes.
Well, why not make a three? That's what you do. All you had to do is make two threes.
They're done. I'm already putting the done. This is, at best, an NIT team. You can't lose this game and have any hope of getting into the tournament, which is always far-fetched. But, I mean, if you can't win this game, you can't win any of them. They're going to get killed Sunday. They're going to get killed because Creighton wants to step on their neck, and Creighton goes to San Diego State and wins 85-83, a team that was a number 2 national seed last year in the NCAA tournament. Something is horribly wrong if you can win at Creighton and you can't win at Lincoln.
Well, especially when you come back like Creighton did. I believe the first
17.
Score, okay, was it 17? It was 33 to 14 or whatever it was. That was the first score I thought. I thought, oh no, bad deal. But Doug, you're absolutely but you're trying to make a play down the stretch. And Bo Spencer, I know he's pretty good on a Los Angeles playground, maybe. But see, you can't throw up. Okay, I had the big debut yesterday. Had no idea yesterday in junior high basketball. It was a rivalry game. They sucker me in.
You are not winded at the moment.
No,
so you did recover.
They sucker me into a big rivalry game. Axtell, Wilcox, Hildreth. I was not happy about that. I need a warm-up game.
Hey, big officials do big-time
games.
Yeah,
that's true. That's very true. But I think Nebraska kids.
There's nobody bigger than you, Big Ball.
No, there's not. I'm a big New York Giants fan. Ding! But you know what? And I think one of the finest high school coaches around, I can say, is Brent Heinrichs. He's a friend of mine, but I think he does a heck of a job, especially with the talent that Brent Heinrichs has been given. So he's coaching the boys. And he's harping on them. Guys, we got to do things fundamental. We got to check people out. I mean, just basically the basics. At halftime, Brent Heinrichs, I says, tell me what you got. And I said, boys, can we all agree that nobody in the next 6 months on this team is going to rival Michael Jordan for the greatest of all time? Nobody says anything. They just look at me. Can we all concede that
we
right
have
now?
To realize they don't know who Michael Jordan is.
Well, that's probably a great
good
point.
Good job, old man.
I should have broke it down for him.
Dwight Howard, LeBron James is where you.
Okay, I didn't. Right, I wasn't thinking yesterday.
All right, rookie mistake.
I said very, very rookie mistake, and I apologize. I said, if you're not that athletically inclined, then you better understand what triple threat. I think today, Doc Sadler, in week four, some of these football coaches, we got to go back and do tackling drills. We got to go back and say, here's triple threat position. Here's a two-handed chest pass. Let's do things correctly because we're not going to rival Michael Jordan. Athletically, we can't do those things. So the things we're limited in doing, we better do them correctly. And that 18-foot runner that the guy takes two steps and bounces the thing off the backboard, that isn't a shot to win the game, Bo Spencer. It might work one out of 20 times on a playground in L.A. that's got a loose rim, but it ain't going to work in the Big Ten. I have no idea what that shot was. You can't grab a ball one-handed and throw the thing off the backboard and expect it to go in.
Give Wake Forest credit. I mean, they came in here and they won the basketball game. Solely on me. I put the most selfish offensive basketball team on the court that I think I've put on the court in a long, long time. We had plans to go inside and because we thought that was our advantage, and we come out and shoot 23 threes.
Calls him selfish. Calls him selfish a couple of times in this post-game press conference.
And as I told the team in several timeouts and a halftime, you know, this is an offensive – I don't even recognize what we're doing. And so if I don't, your teammates surely can. You know, we got, I think, an 8-point lead, maybe 7-point lead first half. And we've got to learn to put it away. You get beat at home and hold a team to 55 points. You know, maybe all the talk by me and everybody else about how good our offense is and how efficient we are. I think it is. I think it is, but not when it's selfish.
I will say this. When Doc retires, say he just says, to hell with it, I'm out this year, or somebody says, you're out this year, which I don't think will happen unless he totally loses this team. Last night, worst loss in Doc Sadler's Nebraska basketball career. And it's, you can tell by what he's saying here that it wasn't necessarily the coach's fault. If he had five other capable kids that could tie their shoes and get on the floor last night, he would have yanked those guys and put them in.
No, you're right.
And they don't need Creighton as their next game. We talked to Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network earlier this week. Important four-game stretch. You sure the hell didn't think that Wake Forest was going to come in and embarrass you like this? They did everything that you would normally think. I mean, there's no doubt that if you said Wake Forest scored 55 points, not only would Nebraska have won, they'd have covered the number, which was 12 to 13 points yesterday. And if you said, they held us to 53. When we shoot 4%. Was not a good night in basketball last night. Husker women lose. The Hastings College women lose. The Hastings College men got beat. Whew, it's bounce back time. But, I mean, again, I like Nebraska basketball. I think so many of Nebraska people, fans, listeners to the program or whatever program in the state, follow them if they get hot. And again, that's why I've said for so many years on this show, just when you throw them away, they do something stupid to make you pay attention, and then they do something like this. If we start talking about them now that football's over, you start talking about them, and what do? Oh, they do this.
Well, I think, and everybody's looking at the scoreboard, looking at the Big Ten handle, the ACC, whether it be Wisconsin, North Carolina, whether it be Ohio State versus Duke. I mean, the Ohio State-Duke game the night before was done. Or like when you said, you turned it on, it was over. I mean, it's 9-0, then it's whatever it was. But Duke never gets back in that ball game. Everybody, Indiana crushes. I mean, everybody, you're looking at the scoreboard going, that's got to give you a lot of hope going into the Big Ten when you can't, on your home floor, defend Wake Forest and knock them out of it. Now, the big man from Wake Forest did have a nice night. He did some great things. I don't know, a big man like that knocking down threes, shooting 16-foot jump shots. And did I hear the announcer at the start of the second half go, that's about his range when the guy knocked down a three-pointer? Well, I don't know how much more range you need.
Geniuses on ESPN.
I heard that comment and I thought, folks, knocks down a half quarter. Well, that's about his range.
Folks, listeners, do you care? I guess that's the question. Do you care? Does it bother you what happened last night? Do you even pay attention?
I did.
It is the number three sport. I would say it's the number three sport on the Nebraska campus behind the volleyball team. And most of the people that go to watch the volleyball team aren't people that are social media and listen to a lot of talk radio. They're old.
No, I think you're
They're West Stadiumers. And I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying you look at the folks there, you can only jam about 4,500 into the Coliseum, and the volleyball team plays tonight against Jackson State. It's on NET, Nebraska Educational Television, and radio-wise on the Breeze 94.5, pregame at 6:30. But it's just, again, it's depressing. It's depressing to watch what that was last night. You just kept looking up going, how is this still close? How is Wake Forest ahead? I mean, again, it was one of those that you just waited for Nebraska to blow the doors off and finally pull away. And they didn't. It's bad. Who had a worse day, though, Daddy?
Oh.
Doc Sadler or this guy from Utah?
Well, yeah, and Twitter leads you to all these articles, but I did get a tweet. Darren Revelle, I think, is the one that tweeted, best headline of the day. This out of the Utah News. And I find it's kind of refreshing when you see a headline that, like this, because as I turn around me, sometimes we hang these on the wall. And right behind me, the guy that put the bong in front of his cat and got his cat stoned, that's up behind me. We got a kick out of that because we're thinking, what a moron. But the Utah duck hunter shot in the buttocks by his dog. That's the headline. This is Bob Mims from the Salt Lake Tribune, I guess. Yeah, basically, one of the hunters was inside the boat with the dog. The other hunter was in the water. Guy putting out decoys. The guy in the water put his 12-gauge shotgun across the bow of their boat. Dog got a little excited, was jumping around inside the boat. Jumped on the gun. Kablooey. Must have hit the trigger.
The guy had a gun in a boat.
So you got two guys. One's in the boat, the other one's out putting out decoys. And shot the decoy setter in the buttocks. That's the ass, if you're out there. So he was transported to Brigham City Community Hospital about 9 a.m. Sunday, where the doctors removed the birdshot and released the 46-year-old to nurse his wounds and his pride. So, Utah duck hunter.
What was this guy's name again?
I don't think it says. I don't think the name was released. No name released. Poor 46-year-old man. No name.
I thought it said Reggie on there somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was.
Let's go to the Dan Popper inbox. I was listening to the game, Nebraska basketball, in the tractor last night, and I wasn't surprised. How many years is this going to be the year?
I know Andy Markowski's the one that really believes it, and says those facilities. When you heard the announcers last night, when they were doing the shots of the locker room and the new practice facility, and then showing the stadium being built downtown, I don't know how many high school kids. Sometimes I wonder if high school and junior high kids know that there's basketball games on at night. But I think when the announcer said, of all the places we've ever been, and you go down the list, he said Nebraska is number one, and the other guy agreed with him, that was pretty impressive.
Scott and Kearney says, watching the basketball game last night reminded me of high school weight class when you got to play basketball on Fridays and you got stuck with a couple of wrestlers on your team and had to watch them shoot threes.
I don't know. I think it was late in the first half where Diaz catches the ball just outside the low block, turns, faces up to the basket, and then shot the thing about 2 foot over. I mean, it's like, how did you do that? Like, you're 6 feet away and you missed it by 3.5 feet the other way?
Apparently some of that was going on at the Kearney High Alumni Tournament this past weekend,
wow,
too.
Boy,
so there you go.
The career shot block leader stoked.
Oh, boy. Hey, don't forget, folks, Cunningham's is the place to watch all of your football and basketball action. Sports fans can watch everything they want and enjoy lunch or an evening meal as well. pizza, prime rib, chicken, brisket sandwiches. Maybe you just want some wings. Try the Journal Bites. They're so awesome. And every Saturday, college football. Every Sunday, the NFL. And, of course, tonight, Thursday night football. Come on in. Enjoy the coldest draft beer in town, whether it's live entertainment, whether it's sports, or whether it's a meal. Cunningham's is the place to be. Located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Until you've tried everything, Juicy Lucy Burger.
I went with the prime rib sandwich the last 2 weeks we were down there.
Like the prime rib. Like I said.
You got to start it off, though,
I don't
eat
a lot of burgers when I go out. I usually eat something different because I grew up on burgers. But burgers at the Cunningham's, outstanding. Whether you want it for lunch, whether you want an evening meal, enjoy the weekend. Take your friends. Take your family out. It's a great place to watch sports, kick back, enjoy a beverage, and watch your favorite sporting activities at Cunningham's in Kearney. When we come back, another coach is fired, and we'll take a look at our NFL predictions and talk about how great we are. And don't forget to get your fantasy football questions in for Jeff Erickson. You can email or Facebook him to us. And Chris Crank, head men's soccer coach at Hastings College. It's all coming up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. What do you have planned for tomorrow? A meeting, a dinner with family or friends? What about a computer disaster? The reality, it could happen to any of you at any moment. You could lose your most important files instantly. Financial records, music collections, photos. Get Carbonite Online Backup today so you can rest easy tomorrow. This isn't an option. You've got to have Carbonite Online Backup. I do. You set it up once, then relax. Your computer files will be backed up automatically once you're connected to the internet. If a computer disaster happens, you can recover your backed up files with just a few clicks. And here's the thing. It's $59 for the entire year. Includes unlimited backup plus anytime, anywhere access to those files. I've got Carbonite. It's not an option. You've got to have it. Go to Carbonite.com. Type in the offer code COLIN for a free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, offer code COLIN. A computer disaster could happen at any moment.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
The winter sports season begins Thursday, and we've got you covered on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia welcomes in Columbus SCOTUS. Girls at 5:45, the boys at 7. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Shelton travels to Elm Creek. Girls at 6:15, boys at 8, with more action Friday and Saturday. Shelton Elm Creek, Classic Hits 98.9, St. Cecilia Columbus SCOTUS on 1230 KHAS Thursday night.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we could see a few flurries or a snow shower in spots as temperatures will hold pretty steady around the lower 30s. North winds will stay very gusty at 20 to 35. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 30.
Doug and Daddy.
How you get, I mean,
Especially, I mean, I'm not on it 24/7. Far from it. How long is it supposed to last?
All I know is my buddy got this iPhone thing, and he talks into it, and if you say a bad word, the lady says, "I do not appreciate your language," back at him.
Yeah, well, we won't have to know anything pretty soon. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. John, who I thought knew everything. Is it true that the Lancers fired Bliss Littler yesterday? Yep, had it on the sports.
Yes, that is true. And a 9-8-2 record certainly wouldn't warrant.
Something's weird going on. There's a story in the Omaha World Herald today. Steve Bidek, who covers them, something's weird. He went on the Lancers website yesterday. Here's what it said. The Omaha Lancers, the United States Hockey League, announced today that the team has relieved Bliss Littler of his duties as head coach and general manager. Mike Akins has been named interim head coach. Mike Zucker has been named interim associate coach. Littler was in the midst of his fourth season with the Lancers in a little over three seasons. Littler amassed an overall regular season record of 117-60-22 in the postseason, 5-9. Omaha was 9-8-2 so far this season. They return to action Friday when the Lancers head to Lincoln to battle the Stars. Something's going on there.
From what I was told from hockey fans, for what it's worth, that said the ownership there wants to do it one way. Bliss was a strong-headed person, wants to do it his way, and somehow they must have got sideways. And when you're the owner, you can do what the owner wants to do.
Really?
Or you don't do it. One way or another. He goes, I mean, you know, somebody's got to go, and that's the way it goes.
Well, maybe Bliss will be cruising through the area. Maybe we'll catch him at a game. Maybe he'll be reclining in one of his, I'm sure he still has his Bruce furniture. I mean, why wouldn't you?
No, I'm sure he does, too, and I'm sure he's going out the door with a nice check to be fired, too, and know how Bliss works.
And the story in the Omaha paper says, still a year and a half on his contract, to the effect of, I expect they'll honor that. You're damn right.
Yeah, then he'll probably come to Bruce Furniture because he knows there's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. That price on that price tag in the store, it's that price. Not that hard to figure out, folks. And if you got something in that store that you want to take home with you right then, you got to pick up with you, say load it up, they'll do that. If that's not what you want to do, they'll deliver it at your convenience because they want to make it just right for you. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings. If you're out west of the Lions, check them out today because they got great Christmas specials going on. Whether you're looking for a Serta mattress, whether you're looking for a recliner, they've got what you need. Looking for a wall piece, just some decor for the house. Bruce Furniture, they're waiting for you.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to catch up with Michelle Vopel of ESPN.com to talk about the NCAA volleyball tournament. Also, Mike Perenio is back with us. He's in the Christmas spirit. Probably not so much of giving. We'll have to ask him how he's doing on the pick five because I checked. It's not good.
Well, at least he's playing with their money from a couple years.
Yeah. Yes. But Mike from the Mandalay Bay, the czar, the head lifeguard, and the director of the Racing Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas will get us into the championship games in college football, where we sit. This is about that time where you can really, where Green Bay made the run last year, the Cardinals make a run in Major League Baseball. This is that time you're looking at, going into the last 4-5 weeks of the season, and we'll talk with him about that. And if you have any questions for Mike, you can email us those as well. Also, Daddy's Selections and Pigskin Pick'em, our final one tomorrow of the regular season. And then
everybody's qualified.
Got like a million people going into the bowl bonanza. You got all that information ready to go, right?
Yes, sir.
How many is it? Like, did we win how many weeks? Three?
I think we won upwards of 6 weeks, maybe.
Oh, well, it seems like three.
But usually there's just two or three people vying for the title of world's best handicapper of football, and this time there's like 20. Which is disappointing, but oh well.
As we've been talking about all week, spending some time down in Alabama and again trying to play on Saturday night for the second straight year, the Hastings College men's soccer team, and they've done it again. They're in the semifinals tomorrow, Tone.
Well, in Alabama, which is lovely this time of year, from what I understand. Coach joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome back. Congratulations on the success.
Hey, thank you, and thank you for having me on again.
Coach, what's going on with that first half? Are you only throwing out 7 or 8 kids, or what's going on down there?
No. The first half against Science and Arts, we You know, we had some opportunities, but they their goalkeeper was immense. I mean, he was very good and made some pretty good stops. And the second half came along, and I thought we were a bit more composed in the penalty area, and then was able to finish some of our shots and finish three of them, which is what we needed.
How much does being there before and advancing the success you've had help this team?
It's funny. We talked a lot about that going in to our opening round game against Mount Mercy, and then the first round game down here is that I think, you know, teams are going to come in, you know, wide-eyed a little bit, especially if they haven't been at this arena. And for our guys, it was just a matter of confidence. They knew the routine. They knew, you know, they know what to expect and things like that. So I thought that played a little bit of an advantage in the first two games, whereas yesterday, Science and Arts had been there. You know, they had, you know, been in the quarterfinals the previous year. So, you know, you had two experienced teams at that point. But I think the pressure of the game going 0-0 and going into that second half really kind of, you know, gave us the advantage going in, because, you know, we had been down a goal last year in the national championship game. And just being there so many times, I think, allowed us to have the confidence and the ability to pull through.
Hastings College men's soccer coach Chris Crank joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to play William Carey of Mississippi tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the national semifinals. I want to go back to the first game on Monday, Coach. That was also scoreless at the half, but it was scoreless a lot longer. Did you get nervous at all? I mean, the goal comes in the 80th, 81st minute?
Yeah, we were a bit nervous going in, because they had a couple players that could make something happen. I mean, they had some quality guys, and it was just one set piece, you know, just one breakaway where we may have got pulled out of shape or something like that, and they got in behind us and scored. So we were getting a little nervous, but, you know, I also have confidence. Our guys, we got some great goal scorers, and I felt that whether it was in regulation overtime that we would, you know, we would find a way to win the game. But yeah, it was getting a little nervy, down the stretch there. And then I felt in the last 10 minutes, so we had taken control of the game from a possession standpoint and from an opportunity standpoint. I thought they were getting a bit tired. And with, you know, in that last 10 minutes, right before that goal happened, I turned to our assistant coach. I said, it's a matter of time, because they're starting to, you know, we're starting to wear them out. So, but yeah, it was. Yeah, we were getting a little nervous, because they were pretty good on set pieces, and then they had one player up top who was pretty dynamic, who, got in behind us a couple times, and our goalkeeper Cody Poteet made some crucial saves in the middle of the second half. So, but we found the winner, and here we are.
Chris, when this tournament was drawn out from 1 to 16 in these brackets, or from, you know, how close are these teams matched? Because it looks like in this one you're a prohibitive favorite, a 13 seed advancing as far as they have.
Yeah, you know, when we get down to the round of 16, all these teams are good. I mean, they're all very close. I mean, I think there was only one game that was decided by three or more goals, and that was Grandview Great Falls. Grandview beat them 5-2, but all the other games have been pretty much very close games, one-goal games. Everybody's at a pretty much same level. I mean, and, you know, I mean, it's just amazing to see that. And with William Carey at whatever, you know, I think they're the 13 or 14 seed, whatever. They're quality. I mean, to go in and beat a perennial favorite in Rio Grande, who's very good, you know, 3-1 and score two goals in the second half, you know, says a lot about their team. And they play in one of the toughest conferences in the country. So, you know, the seed really doesn't, you know, for a team like William Carey, doesn't really matter, because they're still a very good team. I mean, they beat the number 4 seed in Mobile, and those two play in the same conference. And they beat them, you know, pretty good, 3-0. And so, you know, it really doesn't, you know, they're all very close, and the seeding doesn't really matter. I mean, we're going to get a great game. They have some great players, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to play a team from that conference, which we've never done before.
Hastings College men's soccer coach Chris Crank joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, trying to repeat as national champions, which is pretty unbelievable. They earlier this season obviously set the NAIA record for consecutive wins. Interesting that that team that snapped that winning streak is still in the tournament as well. Baker's on the other side. I'm sure everybody would like to see a Hastings-Baker rematch that is wearing the Bronco uniform on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think all our guys are pretty excited about that. They've been talking about it, you know, ever since we lost that game in overtime back in mid-October. You know, just that they hope that the chance would present itself at some point to play them. But, you know, again, what we have in front of us is William Carey, so that's what we're worried about. I know our guys are worried about it, but I think in the back of their minds and in a lot of people's minds is would love to see a Baker-Hastings matchup, and it'd be great for the Midwest and, you know, great for players coming out of, the cities which they play, you know, Nebraska kids versus Kansas kids. You know, that would be a great storyline for sure for a national championship game. But like I said before, you know, our priority right now is what's in front of us, and that's William Carey. And we're excited about that matchup. And we also think that the Lindsey Wilson Baker game is going to be quite the matchup too. So, you know, definitely some great games coming up on tomorrow.
Chris, we appreciate you joining us because we like to learn. And I would have said Rio Grande. I had no idea it was Rio Grande. So that is awesome information. And we learn on the Doug and Daddy Show. We like to pass that knowledge along. By the way, how's your weather where you're at?
You know, it's been quite chilly. It's been, when that front came through earlier in the week, it's been it about the 50s. Obviously, it's probably better than what it is in central Nebraska today, but, it's been 50s. It hasn't been the 70, 60 degrees that we had hoped for, but we got that coming tomorrow, so I know it's supposed to be in the mid-60s, so we're going to get out of this. I guess down here they consider it a cold snap, so so we're going to get out of that, and, but the weather's been great. I mean, we had a little bit of rain on Sunday, but other than that, it's been Sunday and a little bit windy and a little bit chilly, but you know, we'll take it as it is.
Coach, last question, then we'll let you get out of here and get to your meetings and practices and things for the rest of the day. Is there something that this team is doing better than your team did last year?
That's a great question. I think it's almost a continuation of what we did last year. I mean, the guys work hard. They work as hard as they did last year. I think they're playing with the same sort of intensity and the same type of execution. The team chemistry has been great. It's been the same, if not even a little bit stronger than what it was last year. And I think the biggest thing for us, it's the experience factor. I think the fact that they've experienced, you know, what they experienced last year has really propelled us into what we have today because, you know, we lost Yannick Teal last year and, Greg Dodds and A.J. Dingledine and some very significant contributors, and we've had a lot of guys that didn't play a lot last year that have stepped in and done a great job for us this year. So it's almost a continuation of what we did last year, and maybe we're, you know, just a little bit more seasoned and a little bit more experienced, and maybe that's kind of what's helping us get to this point.
Well, Chris, we always like to talk to champions, so we'd love to catch up with you when you bring back another big trophy next week. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow and hopefully Saturday as well, and again, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thank you for your time, and we appreciate it, and look forward to hopefully talking to you again Monday.
That'll be great, Coach. Best of luck again. Chris Crank joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can get two original chicken sandwiches for only $4. Get some warm chicken sandwich, put a little cheese on that, baby, however you like it. And two for $4, you're out Christmas shopping. That saves you a little money. Plus, it warms the belly. And maybe you take the kids to that huge indoor playground at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Maybe you just want to relax in the Wi-Fi and high-def television of the King's Cafe up at the 56th Street and 2nd Avenue location next to Walmart. Also, North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jeff Erickson of a RotoWire. But Daddy, you wanted to know more about the teams in the Final Four and Lindsey Wilson of Kentucky, the number two seed. You found some out. That's a bad picture.
Well, very, very, very beautiful. Very handsome. Very handsome, Catherine Wilson. Actually, Lindsey Wilson was a man That's a guy's name, Lindsey Wilson. This college was founded in 1903 as the Lindsey Wilson Training School, which is actually a teacher's preparatory deal for Vanderbilt University. The school was named in memory of Lindsey Wilson, of course, the deceased nephew and stepson of Miss Catherine Wilson of Louisville, Kentucky. She contributed $6,000 towards the construction of the school's first buildings. And so basically there's no historical significance. It's like she hid Rosa Parks. No, it's not. Nothing. I mean, I thought there would be something.
Gave him some money.
Historic. Yeah, apparently she was making it rain in 1903.
We're going to get to your Husker basketball emails. Jeff Erickson of RotoWire joins us to answer your fantasy football questions when we come back. Plus, we take a look at our NFL predictions. We got some other things we're going to chat about as well. So get your fantasy football questions in via the email, Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can Facebook us as well. We'll be right back.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Tapper know-how. 'Tis the season of some assembly required. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99.
Napa Know How!
Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we could see a few flurries or a snow shower in spots as temperatures will hold pretty steady around the lower 30s. North winds will stay very gusty at 20 to 35. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 30.
Please excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but tonight I'm loving you.
Back on the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on this Thursday.
Was that Enrique? That was Enrique. By the way, I thought the halftime show of the Cowboys-Dolphins game, Enrique and Pitbull, I thought they rocked the house. I'll be honest with you. Excellent.
You're just weird. But they're going to rock your world at the Midway Auto Dealership.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd be fired up for that. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick. They're finance leaders and banks to find the right car loan, auto lease, or auto finance solution. You can get started today just by filling out their auto finance application. Their auto repair center has state-of-the-art resources to keep your car running like new. Certified technicians will accurately diagnose your car's problem. So to schedule an auto repair service appointment, just give them a buzz. Midway Auto offers Mopar auto parts for sale in Nebraska so that you can maintain your car, truck, SUV, or van. Their factory Mopar parts will keep your vehicle running smoothly. So for your convenience, you can order auto parts online. It's all there. ThinkMidway.com, folks. It's the place to be. And don't forget, if you just want to get a new car or pre-owned vehicle, just get a hold of the folks at the Midway Auto Dealership. Let's get to the Dent Popper inbox here, where we have a whole bunch of basketball emails. This comes from Colin, says, yes, I pay attention to Husker basketball. I root, but they're frustrating to watch. They played like they were going to be given the game because they were at home. And with no football or volleyball game to steal the spotlight, they score 55 points for everybody to see. Sad. He also says, could Diaz go just one game without getting knocked to the floor by a 5'11 guard? Sheesh, he's so weak. Good show today. Thanks, Colin.
Tough to disagree with anything he said. And then, you know, Doug, that, you know, you're a big Nebraska bat. I mean, when you were in college down there, that was, you really enjoyed going to games and spent a lot of time there. I haven't been to as many Nebraska basketball games. I cheer for them. I want to believe that this team could be in the top 40 in the country. I'm not getting greedy saying a Sweet 16 team, but just saying could be top 40 in the country, make a tournament, maybe win a game. I mean, compete.
Doug and Carney says, hey, Doug and Daddy, I tried to get my 7th grade son to watch the second half of the Nebraska versus Wake Forest basketball game with me. He kept saying, it's only Nebraska basketball. Thank God he did not come downstairs to watch the last minute. 7th grade boys even know not to throw up the Nebraska shot at the end, and worse yet, the Matador defense that allowed Wake Forest, of all teams, to drive to the basket for a layup. Just watch the replay of the offside defensive help. Non-existent. I told you, it was just like there was an uncontested layup. Doug, thanks for the email. Sure appreciate it. It was pitiful.
Well, it's like me going out trying to guard Chris Paul at the top of the... I mean, when Diaz stepped out there, whoop. I mean, his only other option was to grab the guy and foul him. I mean, he had two options because the speed matchup was obviously in Wake Forest's favor, and he got the little bit of a lane, went right by him, scoop score. Period.
Irish Ken says, boys, I have to agree with you. I'm fed up with shoddy performances by Nebraska sports teams. It's time for drastic action. As you know, the new training facility has music piped in through the athletes' shower heads. Yes, that's true, folks. Irish Ken says, I propose until they get their act together, music will be replaced with podcasts of the Doug and Daddy Show. That should get their attention in short order. Coach Carter was on, is that the name of the movie? Coach Carter was on here not too long ago. And, yeah, that's like locking the gym. Only they could do this for different reasons. Apparently, Jeff Erickson has had to postpone to tomorrow. Well, they're in a storm out there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, the windstorm knocked out his power, and he was cutting out on his cell phone. So it sounds like there's more stuff going on than just fantasy problems down there. Jeez.
So we will effort Jeff tomorrow on the program. We apologize for that. Daddy, this is always fun, looking back, seeing how we do. Usually it's we can really laugh at it. But let's take a look at our NFL selections from the beginning of the season and see if we've got a chance. And I say we have a really good chance. Let's start in the NFC. What do you got? Of course, I took Philadelphia in the East.
I did as well. And everybody thought with Michael Vick and the offense, the dream team and everything, all the talk that there was, Vince Young running his mouth, everybody thought that was a team at the beginning of the year. We fell into that trap. We should have homered it and just taken our Cowboys.
I had Green Bay to win the NFC North. That looks pretty good.
I as well.
New Orleans to win the NFC South.
Okay, I had Atlanta to win the division. New Orleans is my wild card team. So.
And St. Louis to win the West. And I think about it.
I got Arizona to win the West.
And your wild card teams were?
My wild card teams were New Orleans and St. Louis. I thought Sam Bradford. Boy, has that been a stinker.
One,
pick.
Two, three of six for you.
Three of six.
Other three are gone. My wild card teams were Dallas and Atlanta.
Nice.
I feel pretty good. One, two, three, four. So I got four because Philly's not going to make it, you wouldn't think. And St. Louis is out. In the AFC, I have the Jets. I have New England to win the East. Everybody was picking the Jets.
I picked the Jets to win, division winner.
I had Baltimore to win the North.
I had Pittsburgh.
Feel pretty good about that. Although Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are right there. Houston to win the South because we knew everybody else was stinking. So that's looking good. You had Houston. And to win the West, again, that seemed like a default pick. I had San Diego.
I as well. But I don't mind that pick right now, do you? I mean, you obviously are out of
San Diego
Denver,
is in dead last with Kansas City. They're both at 4-7. Oakland 7-4.
But I mean, they could certainly win the next. I mean, the talent on that team.
My wild cards were the Jets, and I have Pittsburgh marked and Kansas City scribbled. So I don't know which one I took. Merritt says I took Kansas City. I have Denver as my AFC sleeper, Minnesota as my NFC sleeper.
All right. My wild cards were New England and Baltimore. So they're both still alive. My sleepers were Oakland and Dallas. Interesting.
Interesting that you would call Dallas a sleeper, but yeah.
I'm pretty
tired. Let's see. Then in the playoffs, I have the rematch of the opening night game, Green Bay, New Orleans in the NFC Championship. And New England, Baltimore in the AFC Championship. You?
Okay, I had Atlanta and Philly meeting up with Arthur Blank finally getting the last laugh. I remember saying that. Obviously, Philly's dead or looks to be dead. And in the AFC game, I had Houston and the Jets meeting up, which now, I mean, it's fine right now, but it'd be
fine if Houston had a quarterback.
Right, with the quarterback situation, looks all but over.
And in the Super Bowl you had?
I had Atlanta playing the Jets with Atlanta winning it. So
I had Baltimore over New Orleans. And you know what? I wouldn't sell that right now.
No, I think you're right on that.
So there you go. And if you're wondering where we're at, Dallas a one-game lead over the Giants in the NFC East with Philadelphia and Washington three back of the lead. Obviously, you know Green Bay's 11-0, and then you got Detroit and Chicago, both 7-4. In the South, New Orleans is 8-3, a game ahead of Atlanta with Tampa Bay and Carolina done. San Francisco has clinched the NFC West. I mean, they could lose five, and either Seattle or Arizona would have to win five. So there you go. And then you're looking at the wild cards right now. It'd be Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago. They're all at 7-4.
You bring up these teams. Have you seen Merritt on the home MSN page this morning? They're in the sports section. It's got a little YouTube video of the kid that is watching watching NFL football, and he starts crying about hating Tom Brady because he's an Eagles fan. And the kid's like four, and he's screaming and bawling. And of course, his dad's poking him in the side, kind of pimping him along. And he goes, well, Tom Brady's not a mean guy. He goes, I just hate him because he throws too many touchdowns. He goes, well, he might throw an interception. He never throws interceptions. And he's screaming. And it's just one of those deals. I don't know if we can pull it up. We should have done that before the show.
Well, we got a break here.
I clicked it before the show. And I mean, it's one of those deals. The poor kid is just, obviously, huge Eagle fan, having trouble getting it together, but it would be funny if we could get that for you.
In the AFC, New England 8-3, a two-game lead over the Jets, with Buffalo losing four in a row and pretty much done there. Baltimore and Pittsburgh are both 8-3. Cincinnati's 7-4. AFC South, Houston's 8-3. Tennessee 6-5. Be careful. I'm telling you right now, be careful. Tennessee, who I thought was the worst team in the preseason, could make the playoffs. And then Oakland 7-4, Denver and Tebow 6-5. I think Oakland just got to keep their nose clean, and they're the best team there. But again, it's all comes down to these quarterback plays. And if you're looking at wild cards, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, both. I mean, you're looking. Baltimore leads it, so Pittsburgh and Cincinnati right now, far and away, your wild cards are coming out of that AFC North. So that's where we're sitting as of today. Let's see if we can bring it home.
Okay, Douglas, on the back of that sheet, I want you to write it over right now. We'll put the date down December 1st. Right now, would you stay with your original pick? I mean, obviously right now, I'm going to take Green Bay in the NFC because they look like the favorite there.
But I'm not.
Okay.
I don't know if I said this officially yesterday. I don't think Green Bay is going to win the Super Bowl, and there are a couple of reasons. One, they cannot run the football. Two, their defense is not that good. They're going to run into somebody that can play defense and do enough things to shut them down, make them run the ball. The unfortunate thing is New Orleans probably isn't that team because their defense isn't that good either. It's getting better, though, so you never know. You never know. I think the Bears were looking like a team that might throw a wrench into something. Atlanta might. I don't know. It's fluky, I know, but I'm picking against the favorite right now. No, I'm sticking with exactly who I have. Exactly who I have. And going into week 13, you can't ever say that.
No, you're right on that. I mean, right now, I guess I'm going to take the favorite. I think in the NFC, Green Bay's the best team, and in the AFC, after last week's just absolutely dismantling of the Eagles, I got to take Tom Brady.
Somebody has got to find a way to play some defense. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Keep your car running stronger, longer at CarQuest Auto Parts. CarQuest 50-month battery start at just $59.99 with an exchange and have a one-year free replacement guarantee. Advanced generation 84-month batteries with a three-year free replacement guarantee start at $94.99 with an exchange. See store for details. Now through February 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Have you been thinking about buying or starting a business? Sport Clips Haircuts may be your answer.
How strong a franchise is Sport Clips?
Sport Clips has been an Entrepreneur Magazine Top 500 franchise for 13 consecutive years with more than 800 stores nationwide.
Is Sport Clips right for me?
Sport Clips is a manager-run model with outstanding support. No industry or haircutting experience is necessary, and you can even keep your current job. Visit onasportclips.com to learn more. That's onasportclips.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Thursday, it's a conference showdown when the Seattle Seahawks host the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Quest Field for all the action. Will the explosive Eagles offense keep Philly's playoff hopes alive? Or will the Seahawks finish off the nightmare season for the Dream Team? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Eagles and Seahawks, Thursday at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As cloudy skies continue through the day today, we could see a few flurries or a snow shower in spots as temperatures will hold pretty steady around the lower 30s. North winds will stay very gusty at 20 to 35. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 30.
Duncan Dowdy's show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Fast Willie says the Steelers can play defense.
They can. Can they score enough?
Can they get to? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they get to the Super Bowl, but yeah, there's no doubt about it. Josh says, isn't insanity repeating the same thing over and over and expecting a different result? Doc Sadler is making Husker Hoop fans insane again. Tis true. You got to look this up, whether you YouTube it or whatever you do. Where did you go to find it?
Just the MSN homepage.
Okay.
Under sports.
Here's this little kid. It lasts about 55 seconds. He's in, looks like the basement of his parents' home. He's like 5 or 6, and he's watching the Eagles just get crushed by the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, and his dad is videotaping him. And at the very beginning, what he says is, "Don't videotape me." And some of it's hard to understand, but others of it, you can kind of get the gist. This young man is an Eagles fan. And he's 5 years old-ish, and he is not happy with Tom Brady.
What?
Tom Brady, don't video me.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
They hate me.
Well, I think Tom Brady's an idiot, too. He might throw a pick.
He never gives up me. He always gives me a touchdown.
Why don't you like Tom Brady so much? Because he's mean?
No, I hate him!
Oh, Christopher. Don't get so upset.
And don't
I don't know what that is.
We'll go give him a punch. Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though. I didn't even
play his whole life. I'm gonna hate his whole life.
He's sucky. He's
Do you sucky. Think that Tom Brady hurt the Eagles player?
Oh, there you go. So, kind of funny to watch the kids' reaction as well.
Well, check that out. Check that out. It's a fun deal for your workmates. It's right on the front page, MSN, under sports.
Anything else you have today?
Wow. That's a fun show.
Well, we apologize for Jeff Erickson because, hey, what can you do with Mother Nature? We'll try and have him on the show tomorrow when they get their power going again, get him back on a landline. Also tomorrow, Michelle Volpel from ESPN.com discussing the NCAA volleyball tournament and the insanity of the NCAA. Once again, just not knowing what they're doing.
Maybe picking out
a group of people that have no clue what they're doing. It'd be like sending me in to build a house. Okay, here's a nail and some wood. It's going to look like a bad tree house.
Folks, if this deal in volleyball would be like putting North Carolina, Duke, Kansas, and somebody out west, Stanford, all in the same 1-4 seeds in the same region.
It's incredible. She'll join us tomorrow. So will Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sports Book at Mandalay Bay. Daddy Selections, Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em. We do want to thank Hastings College soccer coach Chris Crank for joining us today. Stay warm, folks, and good luck to all the high school teams as they begin the winter sports season tonight. St. Cecilia, Columbus, SCOTUS on 1230 KHAS. Shelton, Elm Creek on Classic Hits 98.9.
Oh, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.